the Tax Conference Committee. I will move House File 2337, we recommend it pass as a conference report and sent to the House floor and the Senate floor. We will be going article by article. We'll start with Article 1. I'd like to welcome everybody, all members of the House and the Senate, and staff and the Department of Revenue, Commissioner Franz and other staff. And so we will have House research, Senate Council come through and go through the Article 1 on property taxes. I believe we have 8 articles. And then if anybody has amendments to whatever articles, we'll take them up at the time that we're on the article. And at the end, we'll be walking through. We'll have House Fiscal and Senate Fiscal walk through the spreadsheet. So if we could have a House and Senate staff please come and present Article 1. Who would like to start? And folks, just so you know, there won't be any public testimony. We're going to have the staff walk through it for members, and then we will, of course, members or the department could ask questions, but we will be working through it. So who would like to start?
I will, Mr. Chair.
Please state your name for the record.
Thank you. My name is Eric Sylvia, Senate Counsel, Senate Tax Committee.
Mr. Sylvia.
Excuse me. Thank you, Mr. Chair and members. Section 1 ties in what is later found in Section 9, the expenditure type reporting, and what that does is tie in the monetary benefit found in the Performance Standard Measures Program for 2012 only, and this applies to cities or counties with a population over 5,000.
Mr. Hines.
Mr. Chair, Steve Hines from House Research. Section 2 is from the House bill, and it is the extension of the bovine reinstatement of the bovine tuberculosis credit as it was in the House bill. Section 3 is the state general levy, and the provision in the bill is a freeze of the state general levy at the pay 2012 level for pay 2013 and thereafter.
Section 4, Mr. Chair, members, requires that all counties or cities with a population of 5,000 or more provide to the county auditor the website, if there is one, where the public may access budgetary information. Section 5 requires that the TNT notice clearly state that for each county with a population more than 5,000 and each city with a population more than 5,000, budgetary information is available on the municipality website, if there is one. Section 6 requires that on the TNT notice for each special taxing district, the notice must list separately any levy by a special taxing district that exceeds 25% of the total of all special taxing district levies, and also provide a county contact government, county government contact information where additional information may be obtained for each other special taxing district. And 7, Mr. Chair and members, is the same information, but that is for the actual property tax notice. Section 6 was for the TNT notice. Section 8 is from the Senate bill, and what that does is modify the formula for the targeting refund. Currently at 60%, this increases it to 75% beginning in taxes payable 2013 and thereafter. Section 9 is the expenditure type reporting. This is the Senate language with the slight modification. This requires that municipalities, counties with a population of 5,000 or more, or cities with a population of 5,000 or more, publish certain budgetary information organized by expenditure type on the municipality website. This also provides for other methods of publication if a county website does not exist. This section also provides an incentive that was tied back in Section 1 for 2012 only. A city or county that does comply with this section would receive the monetary benefit found in Section 1. There's also a penalty, a provision for failure to conform to this expenditure type reporting in 2013 and thereafter.
Okay, Ms. Dalton.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Pat Dalton, House Research. Section 10 is a House provision that essentially allows the city of Tamarack to have dollars of LGA in 2013. Section 11 relates to, is just a technical issue with once the formula begins being used again in 2015, what is the starting point for calculating minimums and maximums? This goes along with the House language. Section 12 is the House provision for aid, city aid payments in 2013, which basically says that for cities with a population over 5,000, they will get what they received in 2012. Cities with a population under 5,000, right above their 2012 or their 2013.
Section 13, Mr. Chair.
Mr. Sylvia.
Is a conformity measure, and what this does is provide a graduated schedule for cities that do not provide the necessary documentation to the state auditor concerning their LGA payments. And what this does is have a graduated forfeiture from 45 days to 90 days, and for a city that does not report required information to the auditor within 90 days of the deadline set by the state auditor, they would then forfeit an amount equal to 50% of the distributions. It would not be anything greater than 50%.
Section 14,
Ms. Dalton.
Section 14 is the provisions of the 2011 city aid penalties, and essentially all the city, the 18 cities that have not filed or made their 2012,
Mr.
Sylvia.
Section 15. concerns the Cook or ambulance service levy, and what this does is provide for additional uses of the levy proceeds and specifically excludes operation expenses as an authorized use for this levy.
Mr. Chairman, Section 16 allows the Carlton County to make a levy for cemetery in the unorganized town of Sawyer. Section 17 is from the House bill, and it allows farmers in Marshall County who had to leave, move off the farms due to flooding to allow to maintain their ag homestead status without living on the land on into the future. Section 18 is the holding for property for economic development by cities in the metro area and cities greater than 5,000 outside the metro area. And this is a compromise or a composite of the Senate and House provisions, extension of 1 year from 9 years to 10, and it sunsets as in the House bill in 2015.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Section 19 is the second part of the and it allows.
Hey, Ms. Dalton, excuse me, we're going to, you're on section, what section?
Section 19.
Okay, we're going to just pause there for a sec. We'll come back to that. The Senate needs to go vote on a roll call. So we will go into a very temporary recess.
So this is what the cost is.
Yeah, that.
Permanent.
Yeah, so it is.